Students, families, and local community members gathered at the University of Connecticut on Sunday to experience the diverse cultural organizations offered on campus. Many students and members were adorned in traditional cultural attire, and booths were lined up all around the Rome Ballroom to highlight different artifacts, history, and food. Many participants in WorldFest expressed the importance of both learning about various cultures and reaching an understanding between other groups.
We are all human from different parts of the world. We are wearing different clothes, but majority of the people all around the world has the same way of thinking. They are kind and they want peace.
That's president of the Iranian Cultural Organization, Riza Amin, a PhD student who came to the U.S. in 2013. He says the group wanted to participate in WorldFest this year to counter the negative light in which he thinks Iranian culture is often portrayed.
Since I came here, I realized that many people does not have idea about where the Iran geographically located, how the people looks like, how the music sounds, how people write, for example. And we wanted just to show them.
The Bangladeshi Student Association was also featured at WorldFest, and members performed a traditional Bengali song.
We are, you know, very prideful in our own culture, but we also really want to know about other cultural organizations and respect other cultural organizations in the way that others respect us. And I think that sort of mutual respect is really important.
That's Rubaiyat Laskar, a member of the Bangladeshi Student Association at UConn, who was stationed at the organization's booth to provide guests with information about show artifacts. Here's Farah Razid, also from the Bangladesh Student Association.
It's just a way to showcase my culture, because it's something people, you can see what I am when you look at me, but you don't know what it means or where I come from. All of these artifacts are basically things from my living room that my parents collected, things that are really significant to me, and it's important sharing it with, the student community.
Sounds of traditional culture filled the air from the drum beats and chants from UConn Taiko. UConn Taiko President Timothy Sui says Taiko is a traditional form of Japanese drumming modernized for performances. Representatives from UConn abroad were also in attendance to give interested students information on the different opportunities UConn offers to study abroad. One representative was UConn senior Franklin Bravo, who studied abroad in London.
Having lived in Europe for 3.5 months and two being Ecuadorian and, having that different side of me, it's a good way to, one, I guess, spread my enthusiasm for traveling diversity to other students, and two, to expand my own knowledge about the diversity on this campus.
This piece includes interviews conducted by WHUS News correspondent Jennifer Yarmio. Reporting from Stores, I'm Reed Dorenzo.